If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A lot of people working at home should get the stream at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Alexa plays the show, say, just enable Todd and Tyler's skill after you enable some other stuff.
A lot of enabling going on with that Alexa.
there's some of the enabling, that's for sure. So if you're stuck at home and working at home, our neighbor, we were walking and we saw our neighbor, and we stood about 10 feet apart and talked for a second. He's working at home. He's in the banking industry, and he said he had a Manhattan in his hand about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And because I know it's what he drinks, and I go,
but he is working.
But he said, I can't get much done. I worked about an hour today, and then he held up the Manhattan. He said, you have to go in, don't you? I said, yeah. I said, we do. I said, you don't have the ability to work from home. I said, well, you know, there are radio companies that can do that. I don't know why we can't. I don't know how it would work. We'd have to get used to it.
Yeah, I think it'd be tough.
And I've heard, I know, but people do it. A lot of people do it, man. And because it's radio, it's not TV. It'd be tough because
I think being able to see each other.
Oh, no, I'd totally be tough. But I'm talking about in dire situations, which could happen here.
Oh, there are shows that do it all the time.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. I know that. There's plenty of them, exactly.
Like a guy who's in...
I barely look at Todd, by the way.
Minneapolis, you know? 6 months out of the year.
Oh,
Florida,
yeah,
the other 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, the whole world, by the way, is messed up, so we don't want to be safe in our houses, exactly, for that matter.
I had human interaction yesterday, too. Walking the dogs through the park, and I noticed a guy, he's out in the baseball field, chipping. And he's doing some kind of drill that made his swing look pretty good. So, you know, I said, hey, you. But we're 10 feet apart, and he explains the drill to me. And just instinctively hands the club over to me.
No.
Like, but, you know.
He might as well hand his penis to you.
It's instinct.
You can't touch that.
I said, that's really what happened.
Yeah.
This is all just a story.
You know what? I don't think it's a good idea if I do that. Oh. And he apologized profusely, it's still not in people's heads.
Now, I saw four guys golfing because I was walking to the track for a little bit at the junior high school, and there's right near a golf course. And the junior high school was closed, so I'm allowed to be there, so look at me that way.
I think that order still applies.
And there were four old dudes, and they were 50-plus, all of them, you know, maybe 60-plus, actually. At least two or three of them were. They were... two golf carts. I'm thinking, you know.
Oh, they're right side by side.
Right side by side.
The golf courses I've heard, it's just one person per cart. A lot of them are closing. A lot of places are closing. But several states are staying open, and this place is obviously staying open. The Muni's, the public courses.
You know, I feel even guilty saying that because the news in New York is horrible. You know, it's just horrible. 1,000 people.
I don't know what the golf situation is in Wichita.
Don't know either, but I'm sure they can check in. Yeah, there's no Chinese people there, so they're safe, according to that one Republican legislature, because that's what they say. Republicans do that. They hammer the Chinese. Right. Craig Evans, Dr. Oz, will phone the program later on. And our old friend Frank Caliendo, who's been a treat on Twitter because he's giving out a lot of free content there just to make us laugh. So check it out.
Our buddy Seth in Spain.
I saw that, man. Yeah, go ahead and read that.
Hey, guys, Seth in Spain checking in. Listen to the Balcony Marathon segment.
Yep.
Guy ran a marathon on his balcony a couple days ago. Reported on it yesterday. It was during my morning exercise routine. We aren't allowed to go outside for exercise or even a walk, so I'm walking up and down these 7 flights of stairs in my building. I got until April 11th when lockdown ends to try to climb the equivalent of Mount Everest. So,
yeah, but is he camping out on a landing there with a tent?
Probably not.
Yeah, where's base camp?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I had to cancel 2 backcountry hiking trips due to coronavirus, but it's for the greater good. That's a concept a lot of people really are grasping.
No, a lot of idiots, actually. Just call them what they are, Todd. Idiots. You see it. You heard some conservative radio yesterday that you must want to drive hit a tree, right?
Here's a good perspective, too, from Olu, O-L-U. Guys, I'd like to chime in on this obsession with toilet paper in a time of crisis.
Oh, cool.
I grew up in Africa many moons ago. This is what we were taught, and for some, remains the preferred cleanup process.
All right.
Yep. Finish? By the way, good luck getting line here.
Oh, yeah, because we have one hopper.
Finish bowl of water in one hand, wash yourself down with the other hand, rinse your hand in the bowl, Put down the bowl, dry up with a small towel or a couple sheets of toilet paper, thoroughly wash your hands with soap, done. No different than jumping in the shower and washing up. Washing with water, either this way or follow up in the shower.
What are we, animals?
Yeah, will always be the cleanest option, not TP, not wet wipes, no arguments.
Of course you're right.
And no, this methodology was not because TP wasn't available or affordable. The panic buying is hilarious too. Any African or Mideastern or many other non-American cultures. Our shopping list focused on food, making sure we don't have we have the ingredients to cook and be fed.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, I currently use TP. Point is, that item was and remains the very last item on our panic buy list, as long as a water supply remained ineffective.
Well, that's with us, too, for that matter. I wasn't really worried about toilet paper for a while. I mean, then eventually Craig hooked us up here. But that was a month ago. I could have bought toilet paper.
Nah.
But the panic buying for us was, you're right.
Yeah, you can't get anybody to admit they hoarded it.
Well, it's funny because...
You can't get anybody to explain why they're hoarding it.
Meg comes on after us.
Because they're
here.
Embarrassed to step up and say, yeah, I bought 87 cases of toilet paper.
Right.
Because they should be embarrassed.
They should be.
Because they're hoarding jackasses.
And they're staying home.
Yeah.
And they're just staying home and what? Laying in it?
I mean, wouldn't you, if you're that panicky, the point of that email, why wouldn't you spend money on food?
Right.
You can wipe your ass with a towel.
Yes,
or,
you can.
You can do it the African way.
Hop in the shower.
Yeah.
The water's going to continue to
wipe
run.
With your, yeah. And that's the thing. We got food. We got water. We got liquor.
Yeah, we do have liquor. I know they closed the state stores, which is where they sell hard liquor in my home state.
And the supply chain.
They're going crazy.
Is still up and running.
Yes.
It's a trying time that challenges all of our basic assumptions. However, one thing that brings us all together is our common humanity. Now more than ever, teams must come together and work together to solve big challenges. And Trello is here to help. Trello, part of Atlassian's collaborative suite, is an app with an easy-to-understand visual format plus tons of features that make working with your team functional and just plain fun. Teams of all shapes and sizes and companies like Google, Fender, and even Costco all use Trello to collaborate and get work done. With Trello, you can work with your team wherever you are, whether it's at home or in an office. No matter what device you're using, computer, tablet, or phone, Trello syncs across all of them, so you can stay up to date on all the things your team cares about. Keep your workflow going from wherever you are with Trello. Try Trello for free and learn more at Trello.com. That's Trello.com. Trello.com.
You know who we haven't not saluted? We salute the truckers. Where you at? What you hauling
yes.
all the time?
Mm-hmm.
But how about the people who work at the truck stop, who feed those guys?
Oh, yes.
Who scrub them down when they take a shower.
That's right. You can shower there. I know we do that. We often,
Fix their truck.
Fix their truck.
Yeah.
In their shower, though.
Yeah. Salute to truck stop employees who are also keeping the nation moving.
Some douchebag got mad at me a couple days ago on Twitter because he said, I'm so tired of hearing you guys say you're essential personnel. I said, that's a joke, dude. It's just jokes. Well, we are, but I said, why the hell you listen then? All right? Why do you listen? Some guy hates Nick on Facebook. Let's read that when Nick's here. And he hated us, too, by the way.
It's
always us.
Sure.
They always hate us.
Certainly.
They always hate Todd and Tyler. It's my favorite part about email, about the show. It's who they hate the most, and they listen. It's you and me. It's my favorite. Maybe because we jaw the most. I get it, but it's still funny as hell.
Yeah, well, maybe
that guy obviously listens because he really hated Nick and hates you and me, you know?
It's because our name's on the door.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and we draw the most.
Yeah.
And we're the most hateable.
Yeah. Because we speak our mind.
Many factors.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like Nick's catching up.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing his darndest to be as hateable as you guys.
I know. Everybody loves Mr. Craig Evans.
Oh, yeah. They love Craig.
Yeah.
They love the comedians.
Yeah.
They love the guests.
Yeah. Most half of them like Puss, half hate. Puss takes some crap, too, for no reason.
Does he?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I thought he was the kind of guy that could take or leave.
Yeah.
No, it's my fault when something goes wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, certainly.
That's right.
It's completely my fault.
You didn't get the podcast out.
I like Frank Caliendo, but I really hate you guys.
The stream went down.
Dr. Oz is going to phone the program, too, later on this morning, too. I believe Dr. Mina tomorrow.
Yep.
And also Bert Kreischer is going to phone the program tomorrow. I'd like to get some normalcy, but if you watch the news, you watch the real news, you know that things are not good and the peak might happen if another Craig's got that crap coming to the machine.
Yeah, I mean, record number of cases.
People are dying. They're dying.
Record number of cases in the country.
We got an idiot in charge. Yeah, and
things are not calming down on the curve.
Yeah,
we got to work harder. I mean, I'm working.
I totally got to work. I am. That's what makes me mad. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, I realize a lot of people are working because we're working. We're out in the car. But I would, you know, but I'm with Puss about the situation. You know, we're making our kids stay in. I mean, my daughter did that, park five cars in a circle at a local school with her friends, and they all stayed away from each other and sat in their cars. At least, in fact, I drove past because I was just to see what they were doing. And they were just, but my son's just staying at the house, working out and playing video games, and they got virtual school today, for that matter. It starts for them. But I still see people just, I saw people playing pickup, I saw 5-on-5 grown men playing pickup basketball.
Really?
Yep. Grown men. Yeah. So what's the reason you're staying home from work or staying somewhere else if you're doing that? You know, I don't think they know what that means, do they? Why are you home from work?
I can't get,
because some of these guys looked old enough to have jobs. Why are you home from work and you're playing pickup basketball at a local junior high school
Oh, because their place of business isn't open.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they're going to take advantage.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it felt like, it did feel that way. It felt like people were just, it's like a vacation, like everybody's on vacation.
Yeah.
And I realize you're not at work, you are on vacation technically, like we were last week. We were actually on vacation. But there's a reason you're staying away from
people. I think a lot of people will look at this like school's out.
Right.
Yeah, and it'll be a 2-week vacation.
Right.
And
no, it's not.
Everything will be good again.
No, it's not.
No.
I mean, they'll get
more. No, it's not going to happen. It's going to get better, but you have to help make it better. And everybody has to help make it better.
That dumbass Easter thing ain't going to happen. Republican governors are actually saying, no, we can't do that. Now they would just stand up and say some other stuff like, we need somebody else in charge.
And I don't want to get too bitchy because I think...
I know, it's just really getting old.
Too late.
Point, yeah, when we're preaching to the choir.
I hope so. But they could talk to their friends, maybe a little bit.
They can, because, you know, a lot of your friends are dumb.
Yeah, oh yeah. I got some.
But
I don't hang with my dumb ones, though.
You don't want to talk to those friends.
No, you don't. That's
not about
thing.
This stuff.
No, you don't.
Yes, you
don't.
Do.
Well,
yes,
you almost have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
I do see friends engaging to each other on Facebook. I mean, I'm lucky enough I like to say most of my close friends are all, they get it. They never liked him from day one, and they know he's dangerous. So
yeah, it's not like...
And they're all walks of life, too.
You can tell a guy, don't play in the street, and then he plays in the street. And if he gets hit by a car, the only consequence is he's dead.
That's it.
All right, you've got the coronavirus, and you decide to just gallivant around. You affect other people.
Yeah. That's why I get mad.
Yeah, that's why I get mad. Me
right,
too.
Right.
Because too many people fail to recognize the gravity of the situation.
I'm pretty familiar with the people that are all close to most of us and most of our friends that we know. I don't really have any hardcore Trump of friends. I got hardcore Trump with some family, but I don't pay attention to them and I don't talk to them. I don't talk to them. I blocked my cousin a year ago because he was racist.
Because this almost seems along the party lines.
Which is it? Yes, side, like, you said you were saying there's bozos on the conservative station in this town.
Thinks it's a hoax. And they're trying to tank the economy.
Hoax. Yeah, ask the people that died in New York.
And the other side, of course, is overreacting.
All right. I don't know.
Where.
Craig will set us straight.
I hope so. He'll land somewhere in the middle.
Move on. We'll read that Nick hate mail. I say they always hate us.
That's a given.
Yeah, screw you. Is that guy's name on there? My wife read it to me. I was in the car. She goes, why did Nick call you Turd and Turlet? And I saw it wasn't Nick.
No.
He works with us. Then she read the email. That guy's name's there?
Emmett Cullen Hale.
Oh, that's his real name?
I don't know. That's a screen name. I don't know if that's the guy's real name.
All right. Well,
and I don't know where it came into. I think it came to his personal Facebook page.
Yeah, it did. All right. We can always look it up. That'll be fun.
All right.
Bring on the hate. No, don't. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.